When it comes to building a business online, we are surrounded with the idea that the only way to be successful is to hustle our way to the top and bug everyone we know. It doesn't have to be that way. My name is Brooke Elder, and after 10 years of direct sales experience and training over 10,000 consultants, I have learned that being an authentic influencer is the key to success. I am on a mission to help you find your influence so that you can start blessing the lives of others. Join my team and I as we talk about new ideas, strategies, and tips on how to build a purpose-driven business that is authentic to you. Hey, authentic influencers, welcome to episode 101. For those of you Disney lovers, I feel like 101 Dalmatians, like how fun is this that we're on 101? Like that's just what reminded me of all this. But today we're going to be talking about how to be authentic in your network marketing business and how this is really key to your success. And I have a very special guest with me today. Her name is Sarah Cole. She has an amazing story of how she was able to create a six-figure a year business in network marketing by being authentic and how she tried the old ways and now she is doing everything authentic and how great it's been in her whole journey. So I'm super excited for you guys to hear her story and her journey. So one, I want you guys to get ready, maybe get a pen and paper out and start thinking about how you can be more authentic in your business. So we will jump right into the interview with Sarah. Hey, authentic influencers. Today I have a very special guest with me. This is Sarah Cole. And I'm so excited to bring her on because she's someone that, like, I've been watching her journey for a while. It's been about a year, hasn't it, Sarah?
Yeah, a year since I did, yeah, your program.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And she has just, like, skyrocketed and done amazing things in her business. So I wanted to bring her on to kind of help some of you who may be struggling a little bit to see, like, it is really possible. So welcome, Sarah.
Yeah, thank you so much. I'm just so honored and excited. These podcasts I've been listening to, you know, for the past year and a half. So yeah.
Awesome. Well, I would love to just start by you telling us a little bit about, like, where you were before you found Social Tenacity and everything. What were some of the things you were struggling with? Where are you at now? Like, what was your experience like and where are you going now?
Absolutely. So, you know, I got into network marketing, never imagining that that would be something I would ever be interested or do, but I started out of necessity. I'm a nurse anesthetist by trade. I do anesthesia. I absolutely love my job. I was out of school, you know, for a couple years and you graduate thinking, okay, I'm making this awesome six-figure income. Hey, things are great. This is, you know, my goal. However, what they don't talk about a lot is all the student loan debt that most people have. And I had about six figures worth. Mine is pretty average for what people graduate with. But the other bump in the road was us wanting to grow our family. And we're spending a lot of money for fertility treatments every month. And I'm just very candid about my journey with that. It's 1 in 8 people. And I think it touches a lot of people's lives. And I was felt very stuck. So I actually had some coworkers that were with a skincare company. I found out how much they were making per month. I'm going to be honest. And I was like, wow, this sounds amazing. You can work this from your phone. I had just gotten done with grad school for 3 years. Going into when it's all said and done, it's close to $300,000 of debt because I was missing out on 3 years of work income too, you know? So I was already over 300 in the red, right? And not even making money yet. So for me, I was like, hey, they not advertise it, but they're like, you know, you put in the work 3 to 5 years, you can really build a life-changing income, right? So I jumped in and I was able to work my way up to their, like, you know, top 2% of the company. It was like about what I was making as like a entry-level bedside nurse. I was pretty happy with it, but I was so stuck because it didn't feel authentic to who I was. The way they trained us, it was very, you know, the spammy cold messages, make a list of 300, reach out and copy and paste a message to at least 100 in your first week, that kind of training. Because yeah, sure, I mean, you may or may not agree, like maybe that worked 10 years ago or whenever, when all of these multiple, you know, seven figure earners or whatever are making a lot of money now, they did that back in the day, you know, maybe that worked. But now it just didn't feel right to me. So I figured out my own way. I couldn't teach my team to do it at all. I didn't know what I was doing right. I had no idea. I had no marketing experience. I was in the medical field and I felt so stuck. And I was honestly about ready to throw in the towel with the industry, because for me, I was like, if I can't feel like I can be who I am and build this from the heart, this isn't something that's going to be sustainable for me. And I need to figure something out, you know? And meanwhile, we did do IVF. I had my son, such a blessing, so grateful. But I wanted to be the kind of mom I've always wanted to be too, and not feel like I'm burnt out in the OR either. So I was like, okay, how do I do this authentically, but still keep up this passive income so I can afford to work part-time, pay off my loans, recover from all the money we spend on fertility treatments, you know, work towards having our second, you know, and that's still a journey for us. So I literally feel like social tenacity, your Facebook ad, I saw like one or two of them and I was like, is she talking to me? Is she reading my mind? I literally felt like you were speaking and I was like, I absolutely love this post. I love this Facebook ad because it was from the heart and it was authentic and it was real and it was touching on all of my pain points and providing a solution to me. And I was like, well, if she's this good and if these people are this good at putting together this kind of Facebook ad, I want to know how to do this, you know? And I'm a big researcher, you know? So I looked everything up and I was like, you know what? I am going to invest in myself and get signed up. And it was mind blowing to me when I was in there. I was like, wait, what? Like, this is what I was doing along. One of those things is foundation traffic that you taught, earning the attention of your audience, planting seeds, learning how to do that, learning how to set up funnels, learning how to automate things, connecting with other like-minded people in there. And also, I think what was really great about it is it wasn't just about like all these tools, but it was also about morning routines and personal development and becoming a better just human, you know, and setting boundaries on your life and having good work-life balance and setting new habits, you know, to set yourself up for success. And I think that was a huge part of it, because the mindset coaching I did with Trisha was my big turning point, because I finally said to her, I don't know if I'm with the right company anymore, because I can't make it happen. I'm trying to do these tools with my current team. Like there's something that doesn't align, right? Did some soul searching and I prayed on it. It took me several months to get to this point, but I decided I need to do my research, find a product that really speaks to me. And it's, you know, it's not all about the product, but be able to nail down my purpose and my mission for my new business, you know, which had completely changed from what I was doing, and to find a company and a product that I could use as a tool to execute that too. So that was just huge for me. And I mean, I don't know if you want to share like what's happened since with my new, I feel like I'm not used to like talking for too long. So, you know, I kept going, I started with my new company and things just fell into place. I looked forward to like planting those seeds, like no more cold messaging, Hollywood, you know, none of that. And, I think I was really starting to attract the right people, because you've helped helping to narrow down my avatar. And I found my niche of burnt out parents in the medical field. I say it was moms, but I say parents now, because we actually have a growing number of men joining our team now too. And it just totally, you know, took off. I was able to earn their car program in my first month. I had been working towards it for almost 5 years with my last company. I was able to earn it my first month. My husband jumped on board. He's also on my team. He was able to earn it in 3 weeks. And I'm making that dream income that I've always wanted, which is that, you know, that five-figure monthly income. And, you know, I used to always be uncomfortable sharing like numbers like that, but you know, for me, I had to hear from other people what's possible, because for me, I do this for more time with my son and my family, to empower other people to have work-life balance. And I need something that's going to be worth my time, because I could always work extra in the operating room, you know? So I think when people start to realize, wow, like, okay, I can actually make more per hour, you know, doing something like this, building a home-based business from the heart, it opens their eyes to more possibilities, you know?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, congratulations on all your success. Like, this is amazing. And you've only been with your new company for how long? About a year? Is that right?
A little over a year, like a year and a month.
Okay. Now. Awesome. Awesome.
So, yeah. Well,
and so let's talk a little bit about foundation traffic, because you had said like that has been your main thing that has helped you to build your business the most. So like, what is it that you do for foundation traffic? Because there's lots of different ways that you can kind of like look at it and and stuff. So I'm just interested of what you're doing that's making you so successful.
Yeah. So one of the things I loved about like kind of the way I learned about it in the program was you got to keep working at it. It's not going to come instant. And I also love that mentality too, because before I was trained, you become basically like a robot and you copy and paste and you spam it and you can do it super easy, right? Why not take it to the next level and really teach people the tools so they have to use their brain and really make it their own and make it something they're proud of, you know? So I love that, you know, and I'm just like, keep going. So for me, what I did, my main process is you have to figure out your avatar. You have to figure out who it is you want to serve, and get really crystal clear. And also like write down your mission, like exactly what it is. Because when you have at the top of your head every single day as your purpose, and you're not thinking about how much you can sell, how many people you can get on your team, it's not about that. It's about how many people you can help. That I think helps people with their nerves to try something new, but also just it's more fulfilling, so you don't get burnt out by it as well. Something you grow to love. So figuring that out, finding where those people would hang out in Facebook groups, you know, and when I go in there, you know, in my personal opinion, a lot of network marketers get really spammy in those groups, and people are very much on guard. You know, they don't want to be sold to in there, but there are people who are looking for solutions when you can show them in the right way by leading with your heart and by adding value first. So I find the people in the groups and I do the enlightened marketing, like the research, you know, post the question, what's the toughest part being a working mom? I mean, I probably got 200 comments on there and I found all those themes. So all those themes I used as material to speak directly to that person. When I write a post, I try to speak to one person that I'm like really thinking about, so they feel like that connection, just like how I felt, you know? And that's kind of how it works. And I've also kind of evolved it too, where the way I've been able to help my team kind of get those quick responses and build their confidence is I have them share stories of success on our team, because that's what I did. I had no success when I first joined and I didn't even post about it on my page at all or anything, you know, because I was still like, I don't know if I can even do a new company or anything. I was nervous. So I really did everything in groups. And what I did is I went in and you can search groups and I would see somebody say, hey, I feel stuck. I want an extra income. Like, what are people doing for extra incomes from home? There's all the spammy ones on there, right? Like, you know, message me, blah, 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 blah. So I'd pass all those. And then I would simply say, first of all, I can completely relate to you. I validate them. And then I would share Kristen's story, my sponsor who got me started, you know, and how quickly she was able to grow, you know, and how she, you know, and I say I was skeptical, you know, but I decided to learn more. And I'm so glad I did. There's lots of options out there. And I would just, that's it. I would leave it. And then sure enough, people comment below wanting more information. So like, wow, like, okay, somebody has something legit. They're having success. And that's really kind of how I grew my friend base too, without sending these cold friend requests, is people would send me the friend request because they want to know what it is I'm up to and what I'm doing. And when I've planted enough of those comments and seeds all over the place with the foundation traffic, I saw people reaching out to me from something they saw 2 months ago, you know? So you never know, you know, who's looking for that. And I think it's just putting in the content and the solutions so people can see it and be enlightened to what is possible for them.
That's awesome. Well, and most network marketers don't understand that you are actually in the problem solving business. Yes. That is what we do. And yep. If you don't have that mindset, it's really hard to be successful, because it's not about like, I'm going to just push my products and it's buy, 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 or join my team or whatever. It's how can I be of service? And I love that that's what you have taken from this, because that's really the foundations of building a business, one that you love. And I'm sure you don't feel like you are burned out or anything like that anymore, even though you're running a really large team.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I mean, my team blew past the size of my previous company's team by like my 7th or 8th month. Even, I mean, that took me 5 years before. And I think also it helps to really, it retains people too. It keeps, you know, cause they love the culture and you start to attract other people that, you know, love to help others, you know, and that's what it's about.
So when you get a new person that joins your team, what's like the number one tip that you give them to help them be successful?
That it's not easy. You know, we make things simple, but I like them to have that, that mindset of, listen, we took out all your excuses because anyone can do this. I mean, our company happens to be free to join. So we have the tools, you know, it doesn't matter your background. It's all kind of on you, you know, and we're here to cheer you on. And I really let them know, I'm like, I'm going to be your biggest supporter. But you got to meet me, you know, halfway as well. I think that's a big part of it, because I think so much of this business is mindset and building that self-worth and thinking that you are deserving of more in your life. And it breaks my heart, because that's the biggest roadblock people have, is they don't think they are deserving of the success. They don't think they can do it. And they are so crippled by what they're worried about other people thinking about them. You know, and they miss out on so much in life. So I like to say, like, we're in the business of providing solutions for people, problem solving, but we're also in the business of building self-belief in people and self-worth and realizing they are made for more, you know? So I think that's kind of my number one talk with them is the mindset portion of it, you know, and we can plug them into our automated, you know, systems and everything like that, and our onboarding, which we're always trying to make better. But you know, if they go into it knowing like, I am going to do this, I'm going to make this happen, many times they do, you know, but they're like, oh, let me just kind of get my feet wet. I don't know, because they want to protect themselves because they're worried about failing. Try to flip that mindset into a more positive one.
Yeah, that's awesome. And that's exactly what I see too, is the people that are successful are the ones that like, they're like, I can do this, and they take action. And the ones that aren't, it's because they don't believe in themselves that they can't do it enough, or they're borrowing the belief of their upline, you know, because their upline is the person that believed in them. And so I need to do everything my upline says, because they are the ones that believe in me. And then instead of like, you need to flip that around and believe in yourself that you can do things and not rely on other people's belief in yourself, you know?
Yes. That's huge.
Yeah.
That is huge.
Huge. Awesome. Well, where can people find more information about you if they want to get connected with you, learn more about what you're doing? If they're like a burned out mom or dad in the medical field, where could they find you?
A few different ways. You can look me up, Sarah Cole, on Facebook. I feel like there's a lot of us. But I also have a group called Balanced Brilliance as well, you know, that I made from our program. But really, that is a place where we add value. There's Facebook Lives in there. We have some trainings in there. It's for anyone in the medical field, really anyone. I mean, if you are looking for more or better work-life balance, that is a great group on there. And then I am also on Instagram as CRNA Mama, with like the slash at the bottom. As well.
Awesome. We'll make sure that I put all of those in the show notes so that way people can connect with you there. So.
Okay.
Perfect. Awesome. Well, thanks so much for being on here. This was so fun.
Yes, it was so fun. I was looking forward to this, and just so grateful for you just starting this company, you know, and really elevating the whole industry and giving a lot of us who were frustrated before and felt very stuck. Some inspiration to fuel our own dreams and kind of make it our own. And, it's just been great. So I appreciate it.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much. We'll see everyone later. Sarah is just a delight. I loved interviewing her so much. It was so fun to just talk with her and catch up and to be able to share her success with you all, because I think it's really important that we share our success stories so that way we can help others. So maybe if you're listening and this is the first podcast you've listened to, or you're just getting started in network marketing and you need someone to be a role model for you, like you've seen other people maybe in your company be successful, but to show you that you can be successful as long as you are being authentic to who you are, you find something that is aligned with you, and you can show your team how to do the same, how amazing your business really can be, and you can start living the life that you've really only dreamed of. Now, Sarah talked about something that's super important. She talked about how important mindset is and the belief in yourself, because you cannot survive on other people's belief. You need to believe in yourself. And that is one of the reasons why I created the Daily Dose of Authenticity. So if you are interested in getting a daily dose, all it is just a little 15 minute, maybe not even that long, daily audio from me. So if you love the podcast, you will love the Daily Dose, because I'm going to show up in your inbox every single day, every morning, and giving you a little daily dose of authenticity. And this is just going to help you to start being a better human being and help you believe more in yourself and to show you that you really can do this. So let me be your cheerleader. I know you have lots of other cheerleaders. Your upline is there to be a cheerleader for you. Maybe you have a downline, sideline sisters. Like, we are all in this together. And honestly, we can't get enough positivity in our lives right now, right? So if you are interested in joining us in the Daily Dose of Authenticity, just go to www.needmydailydose.com and sign up for the Daily Dose. It really is going to be the best $17 you've ever spent. So head on over there, get your Daily Dose, start believing more and more in yourself, because you can do this.
If you enjoyed this week's episode of the Authentic Influencer Podcast, we invite you to be our guest at our next Authentic Influencer Summit. Check out AuthenticInfluencerSummit.com. The Authentic Influencer Summit is a two-day virtual event where we are going to dive into how you can pivot your business to be more online in this new age that we're living in. Join us from the comfort of your own home for 2 days of learning from my team of experts and networking with other authentic influencers just like yourself. Grab your ticket before they're sold out at AuthenticInfluencerSummit.com. This has been an episode of the Align Your True North podcast. Thank you so much for listening. If you are not a member of our free community, you can join us at www.opsyachtclub.com. This is a free community where we post job opportunities. Inside the community, we have trainings on how to structure your packages so you can serve your clients better, help you to know how to do discovery or strategy calls, and give you ideas of where to find your next client. We would love to have you part of our community, so you can join at www.opsyachtclub.com. Can't wait to see you there.